ओम शांति। 15th January 2019 Tuesday Whispers from Beyond Today's effort Just as Father Brahma specially practiced the stage of the seed form, that is the powerful stage, and gave Sakash to the whole world, follow the Father in the same way, because that stage does the work of a lighthouse and a might house. Just as the whole tree automatically receives water from the seed, in the same way, when you stabilize yourself in the stage of the seed form, the world will automatically receive the water of light. Just as Father Brahma practiced seed stage, and this seed stage is very powerful stage. It does the work of lighthouse and might house. Just as any tree is there, if you water the seed, the tree automatically receives the water. In the similar manner, when you stabilize yourself in the seed stage, the world will automatically receive the water of light. So, if this is the seed, this world is the inverted tree, Baba says. And Supreme Abode, Paramdham, is the place where the seed is. And Baba himself is the seed of this world tree. So, when you get stabilized in the seed stage, you are in fact getting connected to the entire world, to all the souls of this world, because the tree is an inverted tree. You don't have to go to different people. Just getting situated in one seed stage makes you connected to the entire tree. So the most powerful yoga is the yoga of seed stage. It's a fiery yoga, Jwalamukhi yoga. Automatically you become lighthouse and you become might house. And you give the world the water of light. So there are different forms of yoga Baba has taught. Yoga starts with getting detached from the body. Yoga is also awareness. Yoga is self-consciousness, soul consciousness, God consciousness. Yoga is a journey. Yoga is a relationship, and the most powerful of all the yogas is this seed stage yoga. So when you think of yourself as seed and Shivaba as seed, you enter into the most powerful stage, because here thoughts are minimum. It's the stage of experience. It's the stage of no mind. It's the stage of thoughtlessness. And yet there are thoughts, but minimal. So this becomes a very powerful stage. Few things to understand here. Just think of the seed. When a seed is sown in soil, for a seed to germinate, 5 things are needed. For any seed to germinate, 5 things are needed. What are they? Light is needed. Water is needed. Soil is needed. Temperature is needed. And time is needed. If all these 5 things are very good, the seed would germinate. It can become a gigantic tree. Comparison of soul to a seed. This is a very beautiful analogy. And when we think of ourselves as seed, when we visualize ourselves as seed, when we experience ourselves as seed and get situated in Paramdham, in that seed stage, with that tree inverted, all the souls down and we are above. Ardhvamoolam madhashakam ashvattham pravurevayam. That's what the Gita describes, that, O Arjuna, this world is an inverted tree. Ardhvamoolam. Its mool, its root is above. And the world is down. So, for any seed to germinate, you need best light. You need best water. You need the most fertile soil. You need appropriate temperature. And you need time. It's not that you sow the seed today and suddenly the next moment the seed will germinate. Some take days, some take weeks, and some may take even years. Those who are expert in that may know that. So now, we as seed, which is the best light in the world, the place where there is the best light. In fact, it is Paramdham. So when the seed is in Paramdham, it is getting the best light in the world. That light is not the light of this world. That light is entirely a different light. These are 5 elements. And for the seed here, the light is needed. So this belongs to this domain. But in Paramdham, the light which is there, na tat bhasayate surya na shashanko na pavaka. O Arjuna, in my world, in my abode, there is no sun, there is no moon, and there are no stars. That is my world. That's where I reside. Tad dhamam paramam mama. I reside there. So, when we are in the seed stage in Paramdham, we are in the presence of that most powerful light. So how strong our stage would be. That seed has got such a strong potential to develop. That's why Bij Roop or this seed stage is very powerful. Because think of yourself as a seed in Paramdham and a luminous light is surrounding me. So very strong thoughts will emerge in mind. So for seed to germinate, the first thing which is needed is light. The second thing which is needed is water. For the seed here, this water of this world is needed. But what is the water which is available in Paramdham? What water is available? The water of divine love. It's shown that Jesus Christ is going to one place and he is standing near one well, and his disciples have gone out, and there is a woman. And he asked that woman, please give me water. And the woman says, I am of low caste, I can't give you. You will get defiled if I give you water. And he says to her, you give me this water and I will give you that water. And then you will never be thirsty again. The water of life. The water of life. I'll give you that water, which you never know. The life, the water of eternity. And when we as soul are situated in seed stage in Paramdham, we receive the water of divine love. We live, we receive that water of otherworldly love, extraterrestrial love, unearthly love, the love of God. So just imagine a seed which is getting watered with divine love. What tree it will grow into. So, the water of divine love. What soil here in this earth, on this earth, on this planet, best soil should be there for a seed to germinate. But in Paramdham, what soil is there? Which soil we have in Paramdham? Gyan, okay. What atmosphere? This is sixth element. These are five elements. You know, there are branches of medicine, Reiki healing, and many other techniques, nature cure and naturopathy, where they say that these five elements are filled with divine healing power. They take that healing energy from the universe, put their hand on the patient, and the pain is gone. And they invoke the divine powers from the five elements. There are many branches of medicine where they do this. They say that this nature itself is the greatest healer. You don't have to go to any drugs, drugless therapy. So they take powers from nature, put and give that, transfer that power to patients and do healing. That is a Reiki techniques. If these five elements have got healing power, that is the sixth element. If these elements who have got, that have got Tamo Pradhan, do you think Brahma Tattva also passes through Sato, Raju and Tamo stage? Or it remains the same all the time? So it never passes through all those stages. It remains the highest. It remains always that zenith. So this atmosphere, this soil of Paramdham is the most fertile land in the world. To use the word land would be incorrect, but the atmosphere which is here is very strong. So sometimes you have to do yoga and visualize and think that I am in Brahmand. I am in Brahmalok. I am in the land of Brahma. And in that Brahma, I am very strong, I am very powerful. Because I am not in contact with these five elements. These five elements have sullied me, defiled me, polluted me, contaminated me. And now I am above here. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you have to become real diamonds. That diamond is inert, that cannot become pure except by cutting, but you have the power to become pure, unadulterated, uncontaminated. You can become the most lovely and most pure diamond by remembrance. So when you are out of touch, when your mind is not remembering these five elements and you are entirely situated in the sixth element, naturally, the seed would be very, very strong. The germination that will take place, the creation that will happen would be extremely strong. Temperature. What is the temperature of Paramdham, by the way? Here we have cold, and here we have winter, and here we have summer. What is the temperature? Pleasant. Pleasant is the word of this world. What is the temperature of Paramdham? How much temperature? Minus? Normal? What is normal? What is normal? Has anybody thought of this ever? Till now? You are going to Paramdham every day. So why is going to Paramdham? Do you feel that the temperature there is better than the here? So, but it is the soul that feels the temperature, not the body. It is the soul. Body is just an instrument. It is the soul which is feeling the things. What is the temperature of Paramdham? You should go with thermometer next time. Okay? So, next time when you enter the arena of Paramdham, please carry thermometer. Soul has got invisible receptors. So whatever, but you have to bring the temperature, okay? And so for seed to germinate, it needs most opportune temperature, most appropriate temperature, optimal temperature is needed for seed to germinate. And I don't think actually in Paramdham, it is temperature less. It's beyond temperature. The word temperature belongs to this world, not to this world. That's the area of spacelessness. That's the area of timelessness. And that's the area of temperaturelessness. You can even imagine sometimes the soul is without any temperature, so that you will not feel this cold too much. Because I am beyond temperature. This temperature cannot touch me. So this is the most or the best temperature which is available for the soul to germinate. And the fifth thing which is needed for seed to germinate is time. This is the zone of timelessness. This is the no time zone, where time stops and there is no time here. Or there is a time there also. Or there is some watch kept there. In Paramdham, showing the time. This is the time you have arrived in Paramdham. Is there any watch there? It's a zone of timelessness. So Baba is saying, get situated in the seed stage. Just as the Father Brahma specially practiced the stage of a seed form, that is the powerful stage, and gave Sakash to the whole world. So the most powerful yoga is this yoga. Going to Paramdham, going to Supreme Abode, going to land of peace, going to that land of Nirvana, going to that land of purity, going to that land of liberation, going to that land of timelessness, going to that land of silence, going to that land of your sweet home, going to that land of highest abode, highest on high. The self-luminous land, the land of sixth element, the land of Brahma Tattva. So when you enter the realm of that world, which is not of this world, automatically soul starts getting filled with power. If you analyze what has polluted the soul, the contact with five elements, the touch of matter. It is a touch of matter that has polluted the soul. The moment you get rid of this matter and fly above to that world where there is no matter. So spirit and matter. So spirit is separated from the matter, and spirit enters the world of spirits. Spirit enters the world of souls, world of spirits. Here, the moment you get situated, automatically soul starts getting recharged. Because if you see the journey of 84 births, it is this alloy of five elements that has polluted the soul. And this is the area where there are no vices. So this soil is without vice. So this soil is without waste, without any negativity. So when all these five things are fulfilled, the seed becomes a gigantic tree, a powerful tree. So imagine that I am as a soul. Spend time, because yoga is not just even the seed stage. Yoga has got many definitions. Yoga means awareness. Yoga means, there are 10 definitions of yoga. Yoga means awareness. Yoga means relationship. Yoga means attention. Yoga means concentration. Yoga means soul consciousness. Yoga means God consciousness. Yoga means relationship. Yoga means relationships. Yoga means lagan mein magan. Yoga means lost in love. Yoga means energy transference. When the energy from the higher voltage it transferred to the source of lower voltage, that is also yoga. So yoga has got total 10 definitions. Here, when we are situated in the seed stage, where we get the best light, the best water, the best soil, the best temperature and best time. What energy, what power, what stamina, what current will flow in that soul. So aim for this yoga more and more. Though yoga, as I said, also means relationships, yoga also means energy transference, yoga means soul conscious, God consciousness and all those things. Have loving conversation with God, that is also yoga. Have all relationships with Him is also a yoga. Talking with Him, talking with God. In today's Murli, Baba said, whilst talking with God, you should have tears in your eyes. You should have goose pimples, romance, thar. You should become absolutely cool. You should have such intoxication of this love of God, such divine love of God. And the best love is when we are without body. And the best love is when we are loving Him by becoming just as He is, and He is without body. To love Him as He is the best form of love. He is without body and we are with body. He is nirakar and we are sakar, and trying to connect, how can we get connected? My Father is spirit. Jesus Christ says, my Father is spirit, and he that loveth my Father shall love Him in spirit. If He is spirit, if He is soul, if He is nirakar, if He is incorporeal, if He is without body, if He is bodiless, love Him as He is. So, when you enter Paramdham, you are without body, you are without vices, you are without the contamination of five elements, you enter that sixth element, and there you become, what Baba is saying, follow the Father in the same way, because that stage does the work of lighthouse and might house. So there are so many other stages, but especially for this seed stage, Baba has said this is a lighthouse and this is might house. You become power, energy plant, as if you become the energy station. And the moment you are here, you don't have to go anywhere in this world. Automatically the light flows, as if you become like a mirror, just as this, not even mirror, the glass. In that glass, the light would get reflected and the light will go to whichever place which is needed. You don't have to think, now this soul is unhappy, let me go to him. This soul is happy, this soul is sorrowful, this soul is crying out in distress. Let me go here, let me go here, let me go here. Nowhere. At one place you are and you throw out your light everywhere. So that is Jwalamukhi Yoga, and that is the most fiery yoga. So Baba is saying, just as Father Brahma specially practiced the stage of the seed form. And one more thing, this stage is possible. What is the time to do this? Any time you can do, but it should be done before 3:30. In the morning time. Then only this will become possible. After 3:30, the crowd of Brahmins start. So do this stage before 3:30, where even Brahmins have not woken up. Okay. And follow the Father in the same way, because that stage does the work of lighthouse and might house. Just as the whole tree automatically receives water from the seed, just as the tree receives water from the seed, in the same way, when you stabilize yourself in the stage of seed form, the world will receive the water of light. The world will receive water of light. So this is today's effort. So morning Amrit Vela, practice this stage. Afternoon, if possible, after food, do practice this seed stage for some time. Again in the evening, practice this seed stage. Before going to sleep, practice this seed stage. And at night, if you get up all of a sudden by some whip of air, by voice of some door, again practice seed stage. If you are stuck up in crowd, in traffic, practice seed stage. Whilst you are talking with somebody, suddenly enter into that new land of Paramdham and practice seed stage. So the best time for practicing seed stage is every time. So keep on practicing and practicing and practicing. We have to learn from seed. And one more thing to do today, go and see any tree and think about that tree for some time. How that tree has grown up so big. Where is the seed? How strong that seed must be. The seed must have received best light, best water, best soil, best temperature, best time. I am also the seed. And let me enter and have these five important things to germinate. Om Shanti.